Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host Swati Ajit, and these are the major news stories of Friday, March 29, 2024. The Congress Party announced that it has received new notices from the Income Tax Department demanding a payment of ₹1,823.08 crore. The party accused the ruling BJP of engaging in tax terrorism to financially weaken the opposition party ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. A Chief Judicial Magistrate's Court in Uttar Pradesh ordered a judicial inquiry into the death of gangster politician Mukhtar Ansari. A bus crash in South Africa's northern province of Limpopo resulted in 45 deaths and one serious injury, South Africa's Department of Transport said on Thursday. For the first time in history, gold prices crossed ₹50,000 in Kerala amid strong trends in the international markets. Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison by a judge for stealing $8 billion from customers of the now bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange he founded. Let's get into the details. The Congress on Friday said it has received fresh notices from the Income Tax Department asking it to pay ₹1,823.08 crore and accused the ruling BJP of indulging in tax terrorism to financially cripple the opposition party ahead of the Lok Sabha polls. Addressing a press conference at AICC headquarters, along with Congress General Secretary Jairam Ramesh, Party Treasurer Ajay Makan alleged that the BJP is in serious violation of the income tax laws and said the IT department should raise a demand of more than ₹4,600 crore from the Saffron Party for such violations. Ramesh alleged that through the electoral bond scam, the BJP has collected ₹8,200 crore and used the route of prepaid, postpaid, post-trade bribes and shell companies. A Chief Judicial Magistrate's Court in Uttar Pradesh's Banda on Friday ordered a judicial inquiry into the death of gangster politician Mukhtar Ansari, a senior official said. Banda Chief Judicial Magistrate Bhagwan Das Gupta appointed Garima Singh, additional Chief Judicial Magistrate, as the investigating officer in the case, the official said. The Chief Judicial Magistrate has sought the probe report within a month. 63-year-old Ansari was brought to the Rani Durgavati Medical College in Banda from the district jail in unconscious state on Thursday evening and died at the hospital following a cardiac arrest. Shops remained closed on Friday in Mohammadapur Yusufpur Township in Ghazipur district of Uttar Pradesh, the native place of Mukhtar Ansari. Ansari's body will be brought to his native place for the last rites during the day. A large number of security personnel have been deployed in the area to maintain law and order. A bus crash in South Africa's northern province of Limpopo resulted in 45 deaths and one serious injury, South Africa's Department of Transport said on Thursday. The driver lost control and collided with barriers on a bridge, causing the bus to go over the bridge and hit the ground, catching fire, according to a statement by the Transport Department. The bus was taking Easter pilgrims from Botswana, a landlocked country in southern Africa, to Moria, a town in Limpopo, it added. Only an 8-year-old survived the crash and was receiving medical attention at a nearby hospital, Limpopo's Department of Transport said in a separate statement. Some bodies were burned beyond recognition, while others were trapped inside the debris or scattered on the scene, the provincial department said. For the first time in history, gold prices crossed ₹50,000 in Kerala amid strong trends in the international markets. On Friday, the price of the yellow metal rose by ₹1,040 to ₹50,400 per 10 grams. According to traders, gold prices are likely to go up as people across the globe have started to purchase it as a safe investment. On March 1st, the gold price was recorded at ₹46,320 per sovereign in the state. This was the lowest rate marked in this month. In Delhi, gold price climbed to ₹67,350 per 10 grams on Thursday. Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison by a judge on Thursday for stealing $8 billion from customers of the now bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange he founded. U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan handed down the sentence at the Manhattan court hearing after rejecting Bankman-Fried's claim that FTX customers did not actually lose money and finding that he lied during his trial testimony. A jury found Bankman-Fried guilty of 7 fraud and conspiracy counts stemming from FTX's 2022 collapse in what prosecutors have called one of the biggest financial frauds in US history. Kaplan said Bankman-Fried has shown no remorse. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Dose, hosted by me, Swati Ajit, and produced by Vishnu Murlitharan. We take the support from Idea Brew Studios. Follow www.allmanup.com for detailed updates on the latest news, and be sure to come back tomorrow.